This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Seahawks nearly blew a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, but they held on to beat the Vikings 37-30 last night. Their fifth straight win put Seattle on top of the NFC West and at number two in the NFC. Russell Wilson finished with 240 yards and two touchdowns, including a knockout 60-yarder to David Moore, but it was the tailback group led by Chris Carson and Rashad Penny who carried Seattle to victory on Monday. So, Shannon, how big of a threat are the Seahawks to come out of the NFC?
Skip, they're a huge threat. I got them just behind New Orleans. It looks like right now they're in the two slot, and San Francisco got some tough road ahead of them to try to, you know, they got to go to New Orleans. They still have to go to Seattle again. So it's going to be very interesting how this thing plays out. Skip, but when you look at, and it's, they're going to be a tough out because of the quarterback. And their quarterback plays like he's never out of a ball game. And his team knows they're never out of a ball game as long as they have him. Skip, everybody doesn't have the stomach to play these type games. Think about it. They're 9-1 in one score ball games. 9-1. So they're going to play it close to the vest because, Skip, they're a running team. They almost doubled up Minnesota in time of possession. 39-45-20-15. When you run the ball like that, Skip, and the thing is, I think what in Seattle and also Baltimore showed us, just because you run the ball doesn't mean you can't be explosive. Skip, they went for 24 points in a 10-minute and 30-second span in the third and the fourth quarters and basically blew the game open. Now, they turned the ball over and let Minnesota back into the ball game, but it just goes to show you, if you can't stop their run, because they running team Baltimore, this team Seattle, Skip, they limit your possessions. You're not going to get your customary 10, 12 possessions that you normally think you would get in a ball game. They're going to run the 218, 43 attempts, 218. Well, when you run the ball, clock, tick, 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 tick. And you see Kirk Cousins on the sideline just warming up. Okay, it's third down. Let me get this arm loose. Okay, now I got to go sit back down on the bench. Okay, I'm up again. Skip, it's third down. Get this arm loose. Got to go sit back down on the bench. And he just keeps driving a lot. Skip, he's turned himself into a damn good pocket passer. He can throw the ball unbelievable from the pocket. But you still got to worry about his legs because he still can go get that first down, but he's also looking down the field. Mm. He's, you know, he's not going straight ahead. He's moving side to side. He's moving laterally. Okay, let me see if DK Metcalf, let me see if Moore, let me see if Lockett, let me find Hollister, my tight end, who's turned himself into a very good tight end, started the season on the practice squad. The third and rush, 144 yards a game, and Skip, they get games in this building. Russ doesn't lose at home in the playoffs. Mm. And he's beaten some damn good teams. He's 5-0 in the playoffs. Green Bay, we thought that game was over. And somehow he found a way to win. We know the battles that they've had with San Francisco in the playoffs. Mm. They don't lose at home with this young man at the play in the quarterback position. Mm. Now, Skip, they don't have the names in the secondary. There's no more Sherman. There's no Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor. But they still got Bobby Wagner, K.J. Wright. Mm. Jadeveon Clowney is wreaking havoc. They signed Ziggy Ansah, who's, you know, rounding back into shape. Jaren Reed. They're better than you think. And because they played so far north in the Pacific Northwest, Skip, they don't get a lot of credit. But this team is very dangerous. Mm. I got them slightly behind New Orleans. But they're going to be a dangerous, they're going to be a tough out for anybody that have to play them. But what's so amazing, Skip, they've lost their games at home. They're undefeated on the road. So they will take their show on the road. Mm. And when you get in that building, the 12th man, Skip, it starts, ooh, it starts getting loud and you get those pre-snap penalties. And all of a sudden it was 2nd and 5 and now it's 2nd and 10, or it's 3rd and 5 and it's 3rd and 10, and they get to pin their ears back and tee off on you. So they're going to be a tough out. I got them right behind New Orleans.
Mm. I did not see what you saw last night from the home team Seattle Seahawks. I have not been particularly impressed with the Seahawks all year. And by the way, this is the flip side of what we just talked about in the A block of our show. I still can't believe my Cowboys did not close the deal against your Vikings. They had them, they let them off the ropes. And my team did beat these Seahawks, although they're a little better this year, but they did beat them in the playoffs last year. Yeah. So, again, if my team somehow backs into the division and plays, I don't know, Seattle in the first round or any of these teams.
Oh, you're going to get New Orleans. You'll get San Francisco for this. Yeah.
Maybe.
Might get Green Bay.
You just don't know. Mm. I'm not afraid of any of those teams.
Oh, you better be.
Because my team does have the capability, the nuclear capability to finally explode on somebody. So here's the point of what I've seen. If Dalvin Cook had not gone down in the middle of the third quarter last night, and I still don't know how hurt he is, It looked like when he was on the turf, if we could see that,
it's a bit worse.
It looked like he was crying. Didn't it look like his whole body was like writhing? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he crying because he thought his season was over?
Yeah. Ugh.
And he fumbled on the play, but it looked like he got a shoulder knocked down or something.
Right.
And yet, I assume that the x-ray was negative because he didn't stay in the locker room. He came back out and he sat on the bench and then he said after the game, I could have come back in. I don't know. Could you or not? If you came and sat on the bench, why didn't you try to go?
Well, it looked like he was crying right there.
I don't know.
It's just a freak.
I don't get it.
You worry?
Ooh. But I do have high respect for him because he took over that game at Dallas that night, and it felt like he was about to take over this game.
No, he wasn't about to take it.
Yeah, well, listen, it felt like they were starting to take control of this game, and yet, In the end, I will remind you, they cut it to 34-30 with 7:14 left. And what happened? Another one of those idiot kickers. This one, he used to be my kicker, Dan Bailey. Oh, he misses the extra point. Yeah. And it just takes the whole wind out of sails. It was like Michigan the other day against Ohio State. The opening, they go right down and score. And then the kicker, who's been really good all year,
shanked the PAT.
He just missed it. And it just takes all the wind out of it.
Trust me.
It's like you look at the sideline and they all go,
they were here?
Yeah.
And I was standing right there, watch. You could feel it.
I know, you could just feel it. So it's 34-31. No, it's 34-30. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, now we got to go score another touchdown to win this game. We could have kicked a field goal to tie it. And then the defense rose up again and forced a punt, and Minnesota got it back, and it came down to Kirk Cousins on 4th-and-3 from the 42, if we could see that. And it wasn't a bad throw. Irv Smith was just covered on the play. Right. It's just like a bad idea because you're not going to pull this one off.
Right.
But not a bad throw. It's just he had to throw it high and outside because
– and Irv is a young tight end. He needs to understand. He needs to stem the guy because when you run it like that, he's going to drive on it.
Right. He's all over the top of you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To where he's going to get his hands on the ball maybe before you are.
Yes.
And the point was that you did have a chance, and then they held him to a field goal, and then there's the kickoff, and they fumble the kickoff with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, that's why
that's why you can't do that. That is true. So here's why I'm not completely sold on Seattle. If you look at their history so far this year at home, look at what's happened. They barely held off Cincinnati 21-20. Then the Saints go in there with Teddy Bridgewater in his first start for these Saints. Mm-hmm. It was 33-14 New Orleans with 3 minutes left in the game. And Russ, as he usually does, had put on a furious rally and cut it to 33-27, but they still lost. Then they held off the Rams 30-29. Then they held off the Bucks in overtime, 34-30. And Lamar went in there and just cleaned them out. It was 30-16, Baltimore over Seattle. And then last night, again, it was a nip-tuck game. And again, if Dalvin Cook is still on the field, I don't know. I felt like Minnesota had a real shot.
Let me tell you right now, this is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You're going to get Minnesota, Green Bay, Seattle, or the 49ers.
Good.
That's who you're going to get.
Bring them on.
And you're going home. If you're lucky.
We're already home.
That's who Philadelphia is.
Playing at home.
Actually, that's who Philadelphia is going to get.
Okay. Well, I think you're sort of conceding that it would be
Philadelphia. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Y'all doing all that talking.
I told you, there's one place I do trust my team to win, and it's at Philadelphia. I just do. I feel good about it.
Well, maybe you should play your playoff game in Philadelphia.
Okay,
because you're definitely not winning at home in the playoffs.
Well.
Which you won't be there, so I don't know why we have this discussion.
What happened last year when Russell visited Dallas?
This is a different Russ.
Yeah.
This Russ is in the MVP conversation.
Really?
Yep.
Huh, because last year he barely had over 100 yards passing until the bitter end, and then he, when it got 24-12.
Hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jenny. Hmm. Does the game, is there, did they add a new rule where the game gets played in four quarters?
Mm.
Or they just play two quarters? Mm. That's what you tell me all the time.
I know, but this game was almost over. No, at the two-minute warning, he had like 130 yards passing, and then he hit little Tyler Lockett for like 60 yards, and then he got up to 230 yards.
Okay. Everybody thought the game, remember when, Russell threw that interception to Morgan Burnett,
mm-hmm.
and they were down? And they say the game's over.
Mm.
With 5 minutes left in the ball game, they say the game's over.
Mm.
And what happened, Skip?
Mm.
Tell the people what happened at home in 2014. Who went to the Super Bowl?
Mm.
So, and you don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. Okay. Well, right now it looks like I'm going to have a home playoff game. So that's
you're not having a home. Philly will have a home playoff game.
Mm.
You will be at, like you said, you are already at home. You will be at home.
So Russell wasn't scintillating last night. He had QBR 52. He was okay.
Yeah, the man that had 200. So what, you want him to throw for 300 and have 200 yards rushing?
To your point, they had 218 rushing. That will work.
Yes. On 43 attempts.
Hmm.
When last time the Cowboys had 200 yards rushing?
I'd like to see Zeke go for 218
in
Chicago.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Khalil Mack says it's not in my house.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think he stops the run quite the way he rushes the
ball. But that's where they got them. That's where they got a Roquan Smith,
mm-hmm.
Floyd. We'll see.
Okay.
Eddie Jack going to pick him off a couple of times.
Hmm.
I got the Bears right now.
Hmm. I don't know. Not sold on any of these teams. I think the NFC is still wide open.
Wait a minute. What you mean you're not sold on any teams?
Mm.
You got your teams giving pep talks. Talk about how chippy they are. They've lost three. Hold on. They've lost how many games on the last six? Like four or five?
Four of the last six?
Four of the last six, and you were talking about eight, you're not sold.
Mm.
Who sold on the Cowboys?
Okay, this is why it's so agonizing to me, because my team's still really good. You said yesterday, this team is loaded. That's the word you use.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are loaded. What if they just suddenly, inexplicably detonate?
Loaded gun ain't dangerous.
Off,
you know? Loaded gun ain't dangerous.
Mm.
You got to have somebody do something with it, all right?
Okay.
Y'all can't do nothing with it. Your guys can't do anything with that loaded team.
Mm.
They've lost 6 of 9.
What?
Excuse me, I had those numbers.
6 of 9?
Because they went 3-0, and now they're 6-6.
Sure
they
had those
numbers. Whoa, how is that possible?
Mm.
I want to know, how is a loaded team with Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, the best offensive line in football, how they lose 6 of the next 9?
Mm. Lost their winning edge.
They have
lost
no winning
their way.
First of all.
By the way, this team down the stretch a year ago went 8-2.
And guess what they're not going to do this year?
Mm.
Go 8-2.
Mm. Well, all they got to do is lose the next two and then beat Philadelphia.
So
and you are going
situation.
Home.
You know, you were talking about trash cans yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see the NFL meme? I think they took it from you. There was a meme of two trash cans competing.
Mm.
Your team.
Did you do that?
No, your team.
It might have been you. It was viral. Social media.
I will take the better trash can.
No.
Take it.
They
right
were
now?
Yeah. No, they were dipping tough. They were dipping
tough. The better trash can, because the better trash can gets a home playoff game. Here we go.
Nope.
Dipping
tough.
That's your situation right
Bring those 49ers on. I don't know. Maybe it'll be Russell. Bring him right back to Jerry World. Let's do it. Do it again.
We got a lot of more games.
One had soiled diapers and the other had rotten fish heads.
We got a lot more action before we
So I don't know which trash can you want to be, but that's what's in the trash can.
I don't care. You tell me which one we are, because we're going to have a home playoff game.
Skip, you're not going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
stop saying that.
Well, we're going. All we got to do is go to Philadelphia and win. That's no big deal.
Can we just get Kirk?
How about you go to Chicago and win?
Don't need to.
No mercy.
LeBron James is accepting of criticism, according to his Lakers teammate, Danny Green, who also played with LeBron in Cleveland in 2009. When asked to compare LeBron between then and now, Green said, "LeBron has matured over the years." And he added, "The most surprising thing to me at this point in his career is he's a guy that's accepting of criticism to learn and will actually listen to his teammates to let them push him. You don't see guys who are superstars or even guys that are the greatest player to ever play or the greatest of his era willing to openly be accepting of criticism, actually listening to his teammates, not just giving orders, but taking orders. He'll take ownership when he does mess up. In a film session, he'll listen." Shannon, you buying this?
Buying it. As a matter of fact, let me get my black card. I want to purchase some more of it.
Yeah.
Our unlimited supply, I'm buying it.
You got a black card.
Can you show us, please? Bring that out. Thank you.
Skip, of course I'm buying it. And look, because sometimes it's hard. How do you approach a great player and says, "You messed up on that play," if you're not on equal footing? But I think for me, I think great players want to be coached. Tom Brady wants to be coached. Peyton Manning wanted to be coached. But you better know what the hell you're talking about, Skip, when you coach them, okay? And if they ask you something, you need answers. Mm. Don't let me get back to you. They need answers on the spot. Mm. For me, Skip, my coach, Brian Perignon, who coached me the longest, so I'll just take him. And Les Steckel, who's my first coach, 93 to 94. Those, I would look at them and say, they probably critique and coach me the hardest. And there were games that statistically, Skip, I had some of my better games as far as catching the football. But the blocking would lack sometimes because once you get into a groove of catching, hell to hell with everything else, Skip, I'm trying to get out in this pass route and make something happen. Mm. And I remember, and it's like, I was like, come on, Les Steckel. I was like, Les, come on, bro. I mean, he's like, sweetheart, that's what he called me, sweetheart, we need better in the run game. Mm. I mean, you had a heck of a job. You did a heck of a job catching the ball. Mm. Route running, your depth is on point, yada, yada, yada. But he would coach me. He critiqued me. Brian Perignon, I'm like, dude, there are a couple of times I wanted to go to Mike and say, Mike, this dude done lost his mind. Because we're basically the same age, Skip. I think he's like a year older, a year two older than me. And he's coaching me. I'm like, bro, this is ridiculous. Bro, you get, see, like, you're talking about I'm hard on Dak. He was twice as hard on me than I am on Dak. So that just goes to show you. I wanted to fight him sometimes, Skip, because it was unnecessary.
Twice as hard, you give him an F every time. Well, he would get,
well, he
an
was getting, F? Well, whatever was worse.
How can you be twice as hard as an F?
Well, he was giving me, Skip, I'm looking at my paper and I got, Skip, I got 13 catches for $1.50, 63 tubs. How am I getting a C? Mm. And we win.
Why don't you give Dak a Z, right?
That's what I thought he was giving me sometimes. Yeah. But, Skip, look, the difference is this roster is made up of veterans. Danny Green is battle-tested. Won a championship with the Spurs, played with Tim Duncan, Parker, Manu. Won a championship in Toronto, played with Kawhi. Anthony Davis is a superstar in and of himself. So a lot of these guys have been there, done that. And so they've earned the right to say, Rondo. So you look at the guys, JaVale. You look at the guys, Skip, these are veteran guys that said, hey, bro, what was that? Hmm. Skip, I'm not saying, oh, bro, that was you terrible. They do it in a facetious manner. Bro, what was that? Was that 23? Mm. I know 23. I know 23 ain't just dribbling that ball off his foot. Mm. I know 23 ain't run the, you know, miss his assignment on that defensive cover. So, Skip, is some of that way is being facetious with it. But the great players will be accepting of criticism, and they understand it. They take it in. Why what happened tonight? Mm. Why what happened to them old Pepsi Center tonight?
I think you've talked enough on this one. But let's get to the guts of this. Let's get to the truth of this.
What is the truth?
Let's hear it.
I was dumbfounded by these Danny Green quotes on so many levels.
Why?
Because I remind you, the Danny Green I know, and I do know Danny Green, he's like the nicest guy on earth. He never says anything remotely critical of anybody, which is why Toronto insisted that he be thrown into the Kawhi trade from San Antonio to Toronto because it was the only guy who sort of would support Kawhi or could talk to Kawhi because everybody loves Danny Green.
Yeah.
He's never said a harsh word or a negative word about anybody until these. And between the lines, these are some really harsh, strong criticism quotes because he's saying that in film sessions, they can call out LeBron and that he will take ownership.
Yes!
And the most shocking quotes of all, these are the opposite of Danny Green, PR man for Kawhi quotes. He said, if we say in a film session to LeBron, we need you to be more aggressive, he'll listen. And we need you to pass the ball more, he will listen. He will? Baloney,
yes,
he will. He will not.
Hold on,
are you kidding? He should not.
Yes, he should.
Danny Green can't carry his you-know-what.
That ain't got nothing to do with
it. But you can't do that. I don't believe one word of this, and I can't believe Danny Green said this publicly.
Let me ask you.
He just said, yes, in film sessions, we call him out and say, we need you to be more aggressive?
Yes.
What?
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe Josh McDaniels can carry Tom Brady's job?
Well, but that's different. He's the offensive coordinator.
But the fact of the matter is, you can coach him. You can say, Tom, Where are you going here with the ball?
No, well, I mean, moreover, yeah. Bill Belichick calls out Tom Brady in film sessions right. all the time because they kind of made a deal from his first year starting on 2001. Hey, this is just how I operate. I call at everybody. Yeah. And so I need you to let me call you out so it sends a message to everybody. You right. can all be right. called out. But this is LeBron James.
Now, if we hold Top Dog accountable, everybody else will fall in place. Mm. So it ain't no problem. AD. Bruh, I need you to be more aggressive. AD. Hey,
but he's not saying that Frank Vogel can call him out Jason Kidd can call him out. He's saying the teammates call him out in film session. He says, yeah, I missed my box out. Really? Yeah. Okay, maybe that's a little thing like a box out. But to go to, we need you to pass the ball more. And by the way, little known fact, little stat that you might have missed maybe. I don't know. And you do a lot of research, you and Steve Owens. But here's the one that caught my eye. In the fourth quarter so far in this NBA season, LeBron has taken the most shots of anybody he's tied for first. But the point was he has taken more shots than anybody else. He's right. tied for first.
Right.
And by the way, he's second in fourth quarter turnovers. Mm. So is it possible that Danny's saying in fourth quarters, we're saying, LeBron, we need you to pass the ball.
Well, maybe it's because he's trying to be too aggressive. And sometimes, Skip, look, you're going to have turnovers because, you know, he's going to make the pass mm-hmm. where he's going to bounce the ball between the guy's leg. He's going to make, you know, remember he went behind his back mm-hmm. and between the guy's leg. So he's going to get some turnovers. But the guy that critiqued me the most and offered the most feedback to me was my quarterback. John was the one.
Hey, but that's different dynamic.
How?
Which is different because LeBron's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the one who could criticize. He called that whole team. We saw the cell video of it at the end of half, the first half the other night or the other afternoon.
Right.
When you went.
Yeah.
He called the whole team over and he just reamed them all out.
Right.
Yeah.
We're giving up, you know what, layups.
Right.
He tried.
Okay. And it didn't work. Skip,
the thing is, I mean, you don't be disrespectful, but I was like seven on that play right there. I flattened it off. You see, the safety was over the top. Mm. I mean, he's knocked it down, so I flattened it out like an out route. He's like, you're right, T.
Mm. Okay. So?
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. You've told me from the start, John Elway would not criticize me.
No, he would not criticize me publicly.
Okay.
Well, he would pull me to.
These quotes just went and all that. This was in USA
yeah,
Today.
Yeah, but see, I'm saying, yes, but they don't hear what's being said or how it's being said. Skip, the thing is, correct somebody. Hey, Bron, you forgot that box out. Mm-hmm. Skip, remember opening day when Pat Beverly got that rebound? LeBron was on the block. Mm-hmm. Pat Beverly right to him. He didn't box P-Bev out. Bev got the rebound. Mm-hmm. That's the situation. Bron, bro, you think now, yeah, hey, Pat Bev can't get that rebound.
So you really believe that Laker teammates in a film session can turn to LeBron and say, hey, we need you to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
LeBron, we need you to pass more
yes.
in the fourth quarter. You think
yes.
so? Baloney.
Yes.
Baloney. I'm calling you out and I'm calling
I
this out.
I believe it.
There is no way
Skip,
he would put up with that.
Yes, he would.
And you know what? He
humble.
Shouldn't put up with
humble.
That.
Humble. That's a humble king.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. You know
humble.
And I know there's
He's
no
very
way.
Humble. That's
he
the thing
the
that I left.
He is the drama king.
Stop it.
Yeah. He would not put up with this for one
That's
second.
That's the thing that, Skip.
1 second.
Very coachable. Very humble. Unlike most superstars.
I don't think very humble
he's
are
got,
the words
he's
that come to mind.
He's got the hugest ego in the history of egos.
Oh, I know you're not talking. Yeah. No.
I yeah. love the guy, but humble?
Yeah, humble. Very humble.
On.
Yeah.
Stop
like
it. Now you're backed into a corner. Now you're just flailing.
Skip.
Come on.
Why does it look? See, you based everything on Jordan and on Kobe. Oh, they wouldn't dare have somebody. See, that's what you're basing it on. He's unlike any superstar that we've seen before, Skip.
Think about what this is. Danny Green is saying somebody would turn to LeBron James in a group. How many players are on the team?
Okay. First of all, I'm sure it's not Quinn Cook.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not Troy Daniel or Alex
okay,
Caruso.
Well, who else is it? Who else can it be?
AD.
I think it
I like
might,
the idea of that.
AD.
Danny
Green.
What has AD ever done to deserve to call out LeBron James?
Skip, he's Skip right now.
Nothing.
They run it.
Nothing.
Up. Skip.
He's got nothing
Skip,
to show.
Skip, they run the offense
He doesn't even know what it feels like to win a playoff series.
Yeah, he does. He beat Portland Swept.
No, he beat one.
But ain't no shame. Skip, ain't no shame to losing to Golden State.
Finals.
It ain't no shame in losing to Golden State. Who beat Golden State when they were Golden State?
LeBron James went to 8 straight finals.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
And that's how
you're going to call
and
him
that,
out.
Skip, is he?
Stop it. He's Skip. In his 17th year. Skip. Stop it.
Skip, if that's how you oh. win teammates over.
Oh, come on.
You
it
don't put
not.
Yourself in front of the team.
Oh,
you're
on.
One of the guys. Yes, I'm the guy, but I'm one of you.
He is not one of those guys. Am I wrong?
Oh, I'm shooting too much.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to pull back. I need to get off the rock. I do that.
I need to pass more. You guys are right. I need to pass
more. Yeah.
LeBron James would throw a fit
if
somebody ever said that.
No, he wouldn't.
Remember.
Not LeBron, I know.
You've got the whole coaching staff in there. You've got maybe, 15 different players in there?
Yeah.
Some guys who don't even dress. But it's a big group of players in a big film session.
Yeah.
And you're going to call him out and say, LeBron, we need you to be more aggressive.
Yeah, LeBron.
That's a real shot right there.
Yeah. LeBron, we need you to be more aggressive. We need you to go get that dog.
Oh.
And LeBron said, okay. That's when he put that head down and won.
Huh.
But they ain't going to give him no call.
People are making the case that he's the MVP so far.
They should be.
Oh, stop
17-3.
Good
he
Lord
should be.
Have mercy.
We in the discussion.
He leads fourth quarter shooters and shots taken. Way to go.
And probably shots made, too.
Mm.
How well, happy does that 17-3 make you, though?
Maybe feel good. Maybe 5 cases good, don't
skip. It does. So we're down from 43 to 38 cases you own.
What you want on the next 20 games?
Okay.
What you want on the next 20?
The race continues.
And all of a sudden, I'm back in business on the 5 to win the NFC East.
Oh!
So I could get them right back.
Should we talk about the NFC?
You ain't going to get it back.
We got a bet on that, right?
Yep.
I feel like we do. Are you feeling okay about
I feel real good. I feel real good.
I don't know.
Not as good as I would have felt Sunday had the Eagles won the game, but I'm still feeling confident. No mercy.
Off their Thanksgiving loss to the Bills, Cowboys practice reportedly got chippy as they look towards Thursday's battle against the Bears. After losing 6 of their past 9 games in 2 in 5 days, Dak Prescott told his team that, quote, talk is cheap. And on Sunday, Philly threw away what looked like an easy win in Miami, blowing a chance to draw even with the Cowboys atop the NFC East. But now they're 5-7 and remain in second place. We're now joined by Super Bowl champ and Fox Sports college football analyst Reggie Bush.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Reggie, who wins the NFC East?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
How about nobody?
Right. Can I say nobody? Is that in there? Yeah, this is a tough one because when I look at the Cowboys, most talented team on paper, but you cough up a game at home on Thanksgiving to the Buffalo Bills, a game that they should have won. And then I liked what you said, Skip, on Friday, because I really also believe that Philly would win out because they have the easiest remaining schedule. But, man, that defense looked really bad, especially the secondary.
Ooh, they look bad.
Terrible. There were a couple plays where I saw in that game where guys are in position to make a play on the football. I mean, literally staring at Carson Wentz and Goddard gets behind him or another receiver gets behind him and catches a touchdown. And so it just, either way, I don't feel good. Eagles 0-7 when trailing in the fourth quarter. And the Cowboys, they haven't beat a winning team all season long. But something tells me that the Dallas Cowboys will still find a way to win out and get to the playoffs because they still have, again, they still got the most talented team on roster. They can always turn around and hand it to Zeke 25-30 times.
They should do that, but they want to throw it back.
Why didn't I do that?
Like they did against Minnesota late. Yeah, it's great.
Like your guy
lost the game doing that.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Turn around and hand it to Zeke.
You know what, Skip?
Hand it to Zeke for 0. Hand it to Zeke for 1. Or hand it to him for 2.
But let me ask you
a question.
But when Dak has 3 straight incompletions, do y'all stop throwing the ball?
I can't remember him having 3 straight incompletions.
I can. You saw that QBR he had the other day? But that's neither here nor there.
Leads the whole league in passing yards. I don't know.
See?
Go ahead.
See? You see what you're doing there?
I'm not doing anything.
No, you don't got QBR to hang on anymore, huh?
He's 3rd.
Yeah, he got QBR.
Well, 3rd's pretty good.
No, it ain't pretty good. 1st is good.
He led the league most of the year.
Eagles. The thing, and I'm just hanging on to the Eagles because I just believe the Cowboys would do Cowboys
things. No, because you bet your pride in 5 cases. That's all.
You can go either way with this question and still be wrong.
Excuse me. Cowboys are going to do Cowboys thing. I just need – can I get the offense and the defense to show up at the same day? Because one day the offense will show up, skipping the defense like we on vacation.
Yeah. Which team are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Eagles. Because the Eagles
– I thought you were talking about the Cowboys.
No. The Eagles, they give up 100 points to Minnesota. They lose at home to Detroit.
They did.
And I'm like, come on, man. Y'all better than this.
Yeah.
And then
that's what Michael Bennett yelled at the Cowboys after the Buffalo game. Well, you're better than this.
Well, I need somebody from the Eagles locker room to yell that to say we're better than this. And it's like Wentz can play better. He just needs to be more consistent. And hopefully Alshon will be back. I don't even know Aguilar. I don't know. You saw him out there on the Hail Mary. They put him out there so to knock it down so he can knock it in Alshon's hand. That's why he was going, because they know he wasn't going to jump up and catch it.
He is not going to criticize the USC guy, so just let
him. Oh, Aguilar with there? Oh, my bad, Rick. I'm sorry, Rick. Rick, with them hands. That joke got brick hands. The Cowboys get look. Why you over there bumping your guns and you laughing? The Cowboys have been just as inconsistent as the Eagles, okay? They just happened to have...
Not saying anything.
They got off to the better start. They started 3-0, and I thought... I think the Eagles started off 1-2, and then they had to go to Green Bay and win. They got to 2-2.
Thanks to Brett Favre.
No, Brett Favre. We retired long
time. Brett Favre. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers turned into Brett Favre.
But I still believe that they'll win out. The Cowboys are going to lose two of these games. Mm. They're not beating the Bears, the Rams, the Eagles. Chicago. That's not going to happen, Skip. They're losing two. We're going to win out, and you're going to come in here, and you're going to be all upset at me, and you're going to cut me off. You're not going to let me talk. You're going to say it's my turn. You're going to say I'm boring. You're going to say all that, and I ain't going to even care.
You're going to take the ball and throw it over the fence. Yeah. You're going to be all pouty and say, okay, I won't talk the rest of the show.
This is a question I got with the Cowboys, though. Has Jason Garrett lost the locker room? Because
did Jason Garrett ever have the locker room? Might be a better question.
I don't know, but
I think the locker room just tunes him out.
Yeah.
It's just like noise in their ears, buzz, like a buzz in their ear.
Yeah. I wonder, because when I was in Miami, Coach Sperano, rest in peace, lost the locker room. He got fired. Same thing happened in Detroit with Jim Schwartz our first year. And we had a good football team, too. With Calvin Johnson, Stafford. We were throwing the ball well, but we couldn't hold on to it.
You and Joyke were like, we set a record.
Yeah, we set records. And then we were turning the football over too much, though. And so I just wonder, has Jason Garrett lost his locker room? Because I'm hearing reports of guys shouting and pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. And once that's happened, Sharp, once you lose that locker room, there is nothing you can do.
And that only happens in a locker room where the coach has no control now.
Mm-hmm. Could be right. So the scariest words that I ever hear about this football team came out of your mouth to start this discussion. You said, this is the most talented team. Every time I hear that, I just cringe because it just doesn't play to its talent. I got it. I look on paper and I'm like, ooh, wow, I got him.
Got a lot of great players.
This should work. I saw this team get hot, catch fire late last year or last 10 games, go 8-2. They couldn't stop making plays. Every time I turn around, they made another play that worked out. What's the one you like to talk about against the Eagles? At Jerry World, where Amari looked like the ball was intercepted, popped up in the air, and he snatched it and took it in the end zone.
Yep, overtime last year.
Okay, that's what happens when you're hot.
Yep.
And this team is not hot, and it never got hot the whole year. So it's 6-6, and to your point, it hadn't beaten one decent team because it hadn't beat one team with a winning record except for quote-unquote Philadelphia, which is not a decent team. So Philly has made possible Dallas. And Philly made possible Dallas because Dallas beat Philadelphia back on October 20th at Jerry World. And the Cowboys, completely uncharacteristically early in that game, did two things they don't do the rest of the year. They forced two turnovers. They don't force turnovers. They're at the bottom of the barrel and forcing turnovers. They're dead last in intercepting passes. They've intercepted four all year. But that night at Jerry World, national TV, right out of the box, Wentz throws to Dallas Goedert, appropriately named Dallas at Dallas, and he gets dislodged from the football by Jalen Smith, and here we go.
Yep.
We took it right in and cashed it.
7-0.
And then here we go, and Carson Wentz, they get the kickoff, and they're back at their 20-yard line, and he drops back, and DeMarcus Lawrence did something that actually looked like he was a $100 million player.
Yeah.
He strip-sacked him. And it took 14 yards for them to score and go up 14-0, and that was pretty much the end of that ball game. I don't see that defense do that the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So how can I trust it? So once again, Vegas says, you're a 3-point favorite going to the Bears Thursday night. Fox, be there. Watch it. Because
they've been favored in a lot of games.
Yeah, well, they've been favored in every game except the one at New England.
Hey, guess what?
Okay, I'll be watching this game with one eye closed because I don't trust them.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah.
Trying everything.
That might unjinx them.
It ain't gonna matter.
You know what? I'm going to try that. That's my new deal. I'm going to watch like this.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah. Right?
Well, playing in Chicago. Watch. Just watch.
I'm counting on it.
Okay. Well, you know he will be. So, but here's, pardon my language, this is the damnedest dynamic I have ever encountered in my history of covering pro football. The damnedest dynamic is Dallas can go lose to the Bears and can come home and lose to the Rams, and it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because all they have to do, they have to go to Philly and win, and then they would have to come back home and beat the Redskins, and they would win the NFC East, and they would get a home playoff game. Thank you very much. And I think they're going to do that because the one game I do trust them in is at Philly. I just think they love to play against the Eagles. They kind of got the Eagles' number. I think they got Carson Wentz's number.
I think you could be right about that. Yeah.
Okay. Carson Wentz is going to show you don't have my number. He's going to say, I changed my number. The number that you had is no longer in service. Yeah, and I'm about to throw for 3 Bills and 3 touchdowns and get up out of here with this dub.
He's going to change from number 11 to number 13.
No,
unlucky against
you
Dallas.
You're going to find out. You're about to find out. He's going to show you why I'm the best quarterback of that draft.
Well, you know he's not.
Yeah,
not
gonna say, that's what he's going to say.
Dak has proven once and for all he is the best quarterback in this division, and that will prevail in the end.
No, it won't.
So, again, Dallas is a product of Philadelphia, and they're going to win the division because Philly is even worse than they are. Mm. That's the bottom line to this division.
You're going to be sad.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to be sad.
I can't be any sadder than I have been for 6 and 6. I'm worn out watching this team.
Wait until Friday.
Yeah?
Wait until Friday.
I don't care about Thursday night. I don't care. I swear, I don't care. They'll probably lose.
They're going to. Ain't no problem.
It's hard to go in Chicago in December and win football
games. You got that
right.
You know that.
Oh, my God.
But Dallas is practicing outside.
Yeah,
but there's something
a bit
different about 60 degrees outside. It's a little 10 degrees outside. That water coming off Lake Michigan. Ooh.
Dak's wearing that glove on his right hand in 60-degree weather. So.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
At least
he
learned that he
learned the leather,
huh? Wearing that glove in those conditions. It's a good sign.
Wow. He'll only throw for 200 yards.
Shannon. Your team spit the bit at Miami.
We'll gain it back. Man,
we gave you an early Christmas present on Thanksgiving, and you took it right down to Miami and dropped it right in the ocean.
Watch what we do.
Way to go.
Last 4 games.
Yeah.
4-0. Well, division champ.
You should win 3 of them.
We're going to win 4 of them. What part
of them? Two Giants and Redskins. Way to go.
Y'all played them.
Yeah. You had past tense, the easiest schedule to close in the NFL. Yeah. Easiest to close at Miami.
Ah. Hold on. What did Miami do to the Patriots last year?
That was last year.
I got it.
Yeah.
That was Tom Brady. They did that to Tom Brady.
You've maintained such a positive approach to the Eagles. I'm really surprised.
My team can't lose for winning because they try to lose, but they keep winning thanks to your team.
But Skip, winning is a habit, so is losing. Huh. And your team
it
has
is.
It.
Yeah, and to your point, let's do say hypothetically they lose to Bears and lose to Rams. Mm-hmm. Well, then they would have lost 5 of 6. They would be 6-8 going to Philadelphia. And how much confidence would they have? I don't know. It's just something about the Eagles. Flip the switch.
I think Jared Goff and Todd Gurley got one of the performances like they had for the Cardinals.
Well,
I think I could really see that happening.
Yeah.
Well, to your point, the Bears have won 3 of their last 4, and it looked like the Rams flipped the switch.
Yeah. Right.
They said, here we go. We're back to being Rams.
Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I can't find him most games.
Oh, don't worry about you. I tell you what. Turn your TV on to channel 11 a week.
On in 2 weeks. Thursday
week.
Night?
Yeah. In 2 weeks. No, they play on a Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, I think it's Sunday night.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
That's right, on Sunday.
Turn your TV. You'll be able to find it. Aaron, you hear that? Oh, he watched the show.
Really?
Kip Bailey said he can't find you.
Mm. 2 of the best pass rushers 2 weeks in a row.
I saw him against little tiny Kyler Murray.
Oh, smash him down. Yeah, get out of here.
That's a tough one.
That was a big sack.
You know, you little kid. Your parents say, boy, get off there. Yeah. That's how you smash Kyler. Get down.
Threw him down.
Can't do anything.
It was impressive.
That's
the best defensive player.
You said you'd never seen anybody hit fast like, little feet. He couldn't get away from old Aaron Donald.
He's got a pulled hamstring.
He
does have a pulled hamstring.
They pulled more than his hamstring.
No mercy. When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right, VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. and while scoring deals up to 5 times faster. It's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
The College Football Playoff Selection Committee will release their latest rankings today after Alabama's loss to Auburn. Utah and Oklahoma are expected to move up. They both posted convincing wins Saturday, and each will have another opportunity to impress in their conference championship games. And assuming all the favorites win, we'll get LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and then either we've got a one-loss Utah or a one-loss Oklahoma as the fourth seed. Reggie, in your opinion, who is most deserving of that spot?
Well, I think Oklahoma's going to have a stronger case because the Pac-12 is down right now. It's a down year. I thought Oregon had the best chance of between Utah and Oregon to win the Pac-12 and then to go on and to play in the playoffs. But I think the loss to Oregon obviously is going to hurt them. It's also going to hurt Utah. We're assuming that Utah beats them in the Pac-12 championship game. But Utah, as of now, has no wins over ranked opponents. Oklahoma's gone into Texas. They beat Texas. They beat, I believe, Iowa State was ranked.
They were.
Most recently, Baylor as well.
And Oklahoma State.
And Oklahoma State as well. And so then they have to play Baylor again. And we're assuming that Oklahoma beats them because that's not going to be an easy game.
It will not be.
Second time around. But I think Oklahoma is going to have a stronger case than either teams. But the one thing that we kind of talk about on our show that's interesting is, you know, for Oregon, playing Auburn week one, right? Did that hurt them, right? Did the AD put them in a bad spot by scheduling Auburn
at Auburn?
At Auburn, first game of the season.
Yep.
Right? And I don't know if, you know, that's when you look at Alabama, they're playing FCS opponents. You know, first two games, beating teams by 50, 60 points. You know, so I just wonder, I go back to Oregon, did they miss out because they scheduled an SEC team first game of the season?
Mm. What you get for biting off more than you can chew. Don't mess with the SEC. Y'all know we represent down there, South. Don't mess with the South.
Even if it was a freshman quarterback in his first
game. Well, what did
they
that?
Good game, too.
It was a really good game.
For me, I'm going to say Utah. I agree with you, Reggie. They both have very, very similar resumes. Yeah. But when you look at Utah, they won 8 straight games by an average of 29 points. Only one game has been within one score. That's Washington. They did lose to USC, but Reggie was in attendance. What did you expect? You know they're going to rise up. Man, the Godfather was there. So, you know, they played out of their mind that game.
There it is. That's so, what it was.
But I look at Oklahoma.
They got a penalty flag, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oklahoma, 3 hit straight wins by 4 points or less. Iowa State should have kicked the PAT and taken the game into overtime. Mm-hmm. Baylor had them. They got off the hook. Baylor let them off the hook. They pulled their best Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. And we know what happened with that. But you can't lose to Kansas State. You can't lose to Kansas State by 100 and make the college football playoff. Look, and now that we look back at it, Texas, that was not impressive.
Yeah.
That was not impressive, Skip.
They took a turn.
I haven't spoken
yet. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, I know you're talking about, see, you're a homer. Because I already know Boomer Sooner. You're going to be, I want to see Jalen Hurts, and he going to win.
Wait, so you're putting words in my mouth?
No. Utah will deserve this, but I'm hoping for the unexpected. I want Georgia to upset LSU. So everything status quo will be as it is.
Where is Alabama in this discussion?
No, you go.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Alabama?
You okay with that?
This is what happened.
Did they give up football?
No. What happened was is the Alabama Invitational, and people were tired of us going every year.
Really?
So we took a year off. We'll be back next year.
So nice of you.
So
appreciate
ain't
that.
Nick Saban. He gave up 48?
First time. They won't be in the playoffs.
Wow.
Oh, well, I mean, we can't factor in 2 pick sixes, but they won. Auburn won. Give them credit.
It's a new era.
So, Shannon Sharp obviously just picked Utah to be the fourth team because he hates Oklahoma, because I love Oklahoma, because I can't help loving Oklahoma because I got born and raised in the tradition. It's in my blood. Shannon, it is happening again.
It ain't.
The third straight year, right before your very eyes, one loss Oklahoma is going to the fourth spot in the college football playoffs.
Y'all
and I'll be the first to tell you.
You'll get beat down.
They don't deserve it. Okay. They just don't, but they're going to go because it's going to come down to this. Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley or Kyle Whittingham and Tyler Huntley? Mm. Nobody even knows who Kyle Whittingham and Tyler Huntley. Nobody can name anybody for Utah. But everybody knows Lincoln Riley might be the next Dallas Cowboy coach. Yeah. And listen, Jalen Hurts has had a phenomenal year. Mm-hmm. And I still have to wonder, what if he had been the Alabama quarterback this year?
Mm.
Maybe he would have stayed healthier because he is like, you want to talk about it. I'm knocking on wood for him, but he is a durable, big young man.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for Tua, we would not have that national championship that we played Georgia.
Well, if it wasn't for Jalen,
up the first half.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Jalen Hurts last year, you would not have made the college football
we
playoff.
We would have made it.
You would not have. He saved you in the fourth quarter of the SEC.
But we didn't have no losses, so we still was going to go.
Maybe.
Even with one loss, we were going. Mm.
Okay, so here we go again because Baker Mayfield lost at home to Iowa State in his year that he went to the college football playoffs. Iowa State was a 31-point underdog at Norman, Oklahoma, and pulled that off, 37-31. I still don't know how it happened. And they managed to overcome that and go to the playoffs.
And caught a nail.
Played Georgia. Well, it took two overtimes to catch an L. It's not bad when you have one of the worst defenses in the nation. Yeah. And then last year, they lost a shootout to Texas, but they came back in the Big 12 championship game with Kyler, and they avenged the loss, and they went.
And they caught an L, but
yeah, and if they had Hollywood Brown, who is lighting up pro football right now, it would have been a very different story night.
They could have had
Hollywood, Miami, Destin, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so I keep hearing that the Oklahoma defense is much improved over a year ago, and the stats scream that it is much improved because they finished last year 114th in the country in yards allowed. They're 26th this year. Last year, they finished 101st in the country in points allowed. They're 52nd. That's like kind of respectable.
Almost half.
But guess what happened? They went up to Kansas State.
Manhattan.
Little Apple Manhattan.
Yeah,
not the Big Apple, the Little Apple. And in a shock to me, they gave up 48 points to a team that had scored all of 13 against Oklahoma State and 12 against Baylor. That's Kansas State.
Yes.
48 points and you lose 48-41. How do you do that? And then they come right back against Iowa State and they somehow survive 42-41 because Iowa State did go for the throat and go for the win. And the quarterback threw to the wrong receiver because the big tight end was just like all alone at the goal line and he just missed.
And it was pass interference anyway.
It was close, but I think you're not going to throw that flag on that play. Not at Norman, Oklahoma. So they got away with that one. Then they fell behind at halftime to Baylor 31-10. And I witnessed in the second half the most improbable comeback in college football history to me. If you had eye tested the first half, Oklahoma could not stop Baylor. Now, it was at Baylor. That's one Saturday is going to be at Jerry World. But they could not stop them. And in the second half, this is the great thing about football, you can actually play keep away. If you pull it off, you can play a whole game of keep away. And in the second half, guess what? My team held the ball for 24 minutes. Baylor had it for 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was 57 plays for Oklahoma in the second half to 16 plays for Baylor. And Baylor had two turnovers.
That was the difference in the ball game.
Okay, but Jalen Hurts just kept making third down after fourth down after third down. They just snap it to him. And listen, he is not Lamar Jackson because he doesn't have near that kind of burst. Yeah. But trust me, he can run the rock with patience and guts and guile and strength and it's just, he's got a knack for getting yards. And he can make you miss if he gets in your secondary.
And he can throw it, too.
He can throw it.
Football well, too.
He's going to play for somebody in pro football. I didn't used to think that, but I'm one of them.
I would agree 100% with you. I think now, even more so, looking at what Lamar Jackson is doing, it's opening
up
doors and more for guys like Jalen Hurts.
His door is wide open. So they come back somehow and beat Baylor. And now Vegas is saying they're an 8.5-point favorite over a team that had them down 31-10 at halftime. That seems like too many points.
Defense better show up.
you better show way
better
up,
show up
in that game.
Let's go Bears. I love the Baylor Bears. Baylor Bears is a good team. Yeah, I like Baylor. Yeah.
Well, your turnaround is pretty remarkable in the last couple of years.
The one thing that Baylor does have is they got that defense. Yeah. And their defense has been playing lights out all season long for the most part. But in that second half is where they gave it up to Oklahoma. If that defense can play better this time around, they're going to have a good shot to win.
You want to talk about just willing a team to win? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts just said, I'll take it. Yeah. Put it on my back and I'll take you home. Mm-hmm. And he took them all the way home.
They dodged the bullet. Oklahoma State without their quarterback, running back, torn ACL. You guys dodged some bullets.
Receiver.
They had Tylan Wallace.
Yeah. Nope. You got
me. He's giving you headaches this year, too. Jeez.
Yeah, that Kansas State gave me a stomach ache is what it gave me.
Are you superstitious watching Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have different routines. Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just the Cowboys. I wasn't sure if it was always the same.
But every year, they seem to survive their one loss.
It only mattered, though. Yep. Thursday night happening.
Let's see.
Oh, no, you're back to Thursday.
Jalen Hurts and Lincoln Riley, or are those Utah guys?
Utah! Utes! Everybody want to see the Utes.
Whittingham has had a lot of successful programs over the last couple of years.
No,
The Pac-12 after dark, it's just the, in terms of the nation and who's watching, it does
nobody
hurt those teams.
Nobody. East Coast, everybody in the bed. Ain't nobody was there.
And if it was different, we tried to convince them if they wanted to kick off at 9 a.m.
We tried. We tried hard, too.
I'm really going for it. Because it's hard. It's hard to get the eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, out here in Los Angeles, you can watch my Sooners at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Yeah, no. We like to keep you happy.
Yep. Watch them, Shannon.
I'll be working out.
Yeah, watch the miracle
Appreciate
happen.
You watching y'all us go, on
y'all,
the weekend,
y'all,
Shannon.
Y'all catching the nail.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble again.
Y'all catching the nail.
Oklahoma's going to survive to the playoffs, and Dallas is going to survive to
I
the
playoffs.
I think
I might be willing to put a case of do on that, too.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's gutsy of you.
Okay.
I need the 8.5 points, though.
No, you don't.
No, hold on. Skip, hold on.
They were 31-10.
No, so what does Vegas say? Yeah. Vegas say 8.5. I need 8.5. 8.5, Skip.
No points. I'll take it head up right now.
No.
Straight up.
Yeah, Skip,
8.5.
Yeah, that's what Vegas said.
I can't take that. I can't get 8.5, sir.
Skip, give me 8.5.
Nope.
I would do it for you.
31-10. You wouldn't do anything.
You said we had.
That's why we've given up.
I got it. Let's do it. Head up.
No,
straight up
no,
for a case
no,
right
no,
now.
No.
That 8.5 is dicey.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to let you guys think about this one. Well, I hope you both catch Reggie and I in Indy this weekend. Mm-hmm. Yep. See you there, Reggie. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. No mercy. Carmelo Anthony was named the Western Conference Player of the Week. He averaged 22 points per game as the Blazers went 3-0 following his triumphant return to the NBA. He last won the award in 2014 when he played for the Knicks. So, Shannon, did Melo deserve it?
Skip, I'm glad Melo's back. And I really hope that he's found a home now and he can play as long as he wants to play. Mm. But Melo didn't deserve this award, Skip. Mm. James Harden. Carmelo Anthony had 67 points and 8 assists in 3 games. James Harden had 60 points in 3 quarters of a ball game. For the week that in which he won that award, Skip, James Harden averaged 42 points with 8 assists. If anybody else in the Western Conference got that award other than James Harden, it would have been utterly ridiculous. Carmelo should have got comeback player of the week. Mm. But, Skip, come on now. This is ridiculous. This ain't no sentimentality stuff here going on.
Shannon Sharpe, it's holiday time.
Yeah, nah.
This is the shocking feel-good story of the year. This came out of nowhere. You didn't see this coming. I didn't see this coming. For Carmelo Anthony to even be a candidate already for player of the week is stunning to me.
It was great, Skip.
I'm happy for him. Give it to him. It's just player of the week.
Skip.
It's not MVP.
The man averaged 42 and 8.
Stop it.
The man had more assists than Carmelo had in 3 games.
He does that every week. Carmelo's doing this out of nowhere.
We'll give it to him, Skip. You even said, what James Harden is doing, you've never seen before.
It's a feel-good story, Shannon. Come on.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts. Sports. One. Of one. Of one. Of one. Of one.